Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Teresa. And we're talking with the people who are growing, raising, harvesting, and producing food here in our bountiful coastal region.
And also to those who are selling, cooking, serving, and eating the freshest food available in our communities.
Join us today in a conversation about what's in season right now here on the North Coast.
Today we are talking with some members of the young farmer group called Nuevo Greens, Heather Skillinger, Emily Jenkins, and Mariso Ochoa, and also Jennifer Rasmussen at MoSU Extension.
Welcome to all of you.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So we'd love it if you guys would tell us a little bit about ourselves, and I'm going to start with Mariso. So where did you grow up? Did you grow up here on the coast?
I born in California, and then came up here when I was 2 months old, and yes, I was born on the coast, of course.
Yeah, good. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Astoria High School, where I'll be a senior.
And how old are you?
I am 17.
Great. And Heather?
I'm 15. I am a sophomore at the Astoria Gray School.
Great.
And did you grow up here on the coast, or?
Nope.
Where did you?
Born in Tacoma and was raised there half my life.
That's great. And Emily?
I am 17. I've lived in Oregon my entire life, and for about half of it on the coast, and I'm going to be a senior at Astoria High School.
Right, and you go to Astoria, but you actually live in Seaside.
Yeah, I live in Seaside.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jennifer?
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I am 25. I grew up in Hillsboro, Oregon, and moved to Astoria about 3 years ago. And
where do you work, Jennifer?
Go to OSU Extension.
Can you tell us a little bit about the job that you're doing for OSU Extension?
Sure. I'm a program assistant for the Family Community Health Department at OSU Extension, and my job primarily focuses on nutrition education, and we'll be incorporating school gardens this year.
And you worked a lot last year, you were an AmeriCorps volunteer, weren't you? And
right.
Doing a lot with school gardens as well, so it's kind of continuing some of that work.
Exactly.
So exciting.
And what have you been doing this summer?
Been busy with summer garden clubs. Have a couple different ones going in Warrenton and in Astoria. Just hanging out with kids and growing some food and having them for snack time and enjoying ourselves in the sun.
And what age group of kids have you been working with?
It's been mostly younger kids, like K through 5 primarily.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have been working with this group of lovely ladies here at the food bank.
Yeah,
garden.
So maybe we should talk a little about how this all came to be. Now, Jen, this came out from a grant that was applied for back in May, and it was called a Y4H grant. And can you explain what Y4H stands for?
Sure, it's Yay 4-H, and it's YA, it stands for Youth Advocates for Health. It's under the 4-H
program. Get it right,
program.
Kristen.
I knew that.
And so the 4-H program is also run out of the OSU Extension office. And they do all sorts of different activities. They were just really busy with FAIR. They do lots of things to help young people grow up to be awesome adults with lots of interests and do hands-on learning. And this particular program, the Yay 4-H program, is focused on health. It's Youth Advocates for Health. And so it's all across the state, and there's different groups in each county who got to pick a different kind of little project for their area to do something to promote health in their region. So some kids decided to do something like in their school cafeterias, like improving their lunches or getting soda, like awareness around soda and how unhealthy it is. And our group decided to do this garden program because we got a grant for it.
Right. And so this grant was for a youth implemented garden project. And we were lucky enough to have a community partner in the CCA Regional Food Bank, who had property that they were planning on using for a garden anyway. And so this group got together and decided to have 16 garden plots. And the money from this grant went to help put in the garden plots, these 16 garden plots. And then you all have been farming them and planting. You've done everything from getting the garden beds built and putting in soil and starting your plants. So maybe we can talk a little about that.
Yeah, tell us a bit what that was like, getting it all started. Had any of you ever gardened like that before?
I have, because I took a horticulture class, and so we worked a lot in the greenhouse. And so I got to take plants home, and I had my own garden. And So I had a little bit of experience, but not much. So this has been really fun.
And was that a horticulture class at
Astoria?
That's great.
Yeah.
And in the greenhouse there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What parts did you like about it, Heather and Marisol? I mean, putting the garden together, was it fun? Did you get to plan what you were going to grow?
Well, I didn't know what was going to start to grow. But as soon as, like, okay, this plot is yours. So it's like, really sweet. All right, we'll start with this, this, and this. At first, I'm not sure what I was going to do until Renya told me. Of course, lovely Renya would tell me. Yeah.
So you had some guidance talking about what might grow well in the different garden plots?
Yes, because I had no idea what to do with the gardening.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you planted?
I've growing some beautiful nasturtiums, some very delicious herbs, thyme, basil, and I think bit of dill.
Mm-hmm. Bit of dill.
Growing some dragon carrots.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
And Heather, can you go? What else are we growing out there?
Peas.
Peas. Mint. Did we say tomatoes yet?
No, tomatoes.
And I know we have a whole bed of corn.
Well, and I'm curious.
Very optimistic.
Given that the name of your group is Nuevo Greens, what kind of greens are you guys growing? Leafy greens.
Well, very delicious leafy greens. Well, when I say greens, I'm thinking of kale, lettuces, spinaches, all that delicious stuff that would go into a great salad.
That's wonderful. And do you guys do some, you do edible flowers besides just nasturtiums? Have you grown any other stuff like that? Because weren't you doing some of that in some of your salad mixes?
I think we have calendula growing too, and mm-hmm. we put some chive blossoms in some of the salad mm-hmm. mixes.
So one of the things I thought was really cool as I learned more about this project was that it's not just gardening, it's also doing things with what you're growing. So there's been more than just gardening and harvesting. You're also learning about cooking and then also selling, too. So what about the cooking part of it? Can you tell me, like, what have you guys been harvesting and cooking out of the... I know the food bank has a kitchen out there. Is that where that's going on?
Yeah, at the... we have a kitchen there, and we... For all of our salads we make, we tear them ourselves and we prepare them. Mm-hmm. And we got to try the salad once. Mm-hmm. And we also have our Cooking Matters class there.
Uh-huh.
And
maybe tell us a little bit about Cooking Matters. What do you guys learn in that class?
Well, Rod, the teacher, the chef, he comes out and we prepare a recipe from our Cooking Matters cookbooks. And we learn how to prepare them, what's the proper way to do it. And we get to take home all the ingredients and make them for our families, so.
And do you guys all do that? Yeah?
I do, yeah.
I do.
Yeah?
So what have been some of your favorite recipes that you've made? Anybody have a good one?
We made a pizza in Cooking Matters, and we also make them at the market.
Right.
And we have different types of pizza, and my favorite is a seafood pizza that we Ooh. Make with smoked salmon, and...
What
it's
else
really
does that smoked salmon pizza have on it?
There's capers and dill and chives and like Parmesan mozzarella.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Heather, what about you? What's something that you've liked that you guys have made at Cooking Matters?
I really don't have a favorite. I like them all.
You do? What about your families? When you go home and cook for them, what do they think? Do they like what you cook?
Yeah, I make it into different things. I don't cook exactly what we made.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. You're
it's good to be creative, yeah. Marisol, what about you? What do you like to cook?
First dish I've made was crepes. That ended up a big hit. But what my family liked that I brought home from one of the classes was the carrot muffins.
Carrot pineapple muffins? Uh-huh.
Except the pineapple.
You didn't have, yeah, because you're allergic to pineapple. That's right.
That's so they like the carrot muffins?
Yes. I don't think I got more than one.
Well, that's something.
That's pretty
sure. Mm-hmm. So you guys are all out there, and now your gardens are growing. And so there is Farm Day on Wednesdays out at the food bank. And for the first couple hours that you're out there, you go out and you take care of the gardens, right? And then you start to harvest. And have there been any surprises in any of that? I mean, has it been surprising how long it's taken things to grow, or no?
It surprises me how fast the nasturtiums and how crazy they get.
Yeah, that first little bit of heat, and it seems like everything took off. Like, this last week, there were tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Really, of ripe tomatoes?
Yeah,
that's
two
of them.
Two.
Wow, two ripe tomatoes. That's amazing. That's a huge accomplishment here, growing tomatoes outside.
Yeah, and then I think that then you harvest, and then what do?
You clean them.
Yeah.
Got to make sure they're nice and healthy.
And this is all because you guys are selling now. You guys have a vendor booth at the River People Farmers Market on Thursdays, right? Mm-hmm. And that started, a couple weeks ago?
I think actually you've had 3 markets already, and every market's been a little different. You want to talk about that? I mean, you actually put together a whole market stall, which was pretty awesome. And maybe you could tell us a little about the New Able Greens part, because you have a slogan that goes along with that. I'm looking at Marisol, who I think was our instigator.
Well, I want to start on how we started with the name. Mm-hmm. It was one day we were messing around, my brothers and I, and then I brought along my boyfriend. And I look over to my brothers, what do you think would be a good name to call our little booth? And it's like, well, what's your favorite color? He went green. And since we're Hispanic, why not give it a little kick? I look over to my boyfriend, hey, what do you think would be a good... He goes into Pokemon. I'm not sure what has to relate to that. But I was like, we need something new. And I was like, wait, this kid is Hispanic. Nuevo Greens. And I was like, hey guys, what are Nuevo Greens? Everybody's like, yeah, I'm totally into it. Yes. Like,
yeah, it's a great name.
It's a good marketing campaign.
Okay, and then what about the slogan?
Slogan? I was like, well, we got to make money. Of course, we're the bosses of it. We're making food. So why not make food, make bank, like a boss?
So they have these awesome sweatshirts, right? I see Emily has hers with us. Yeah. It says, making food, making bank, like a boss.
Yes.
So is it fun being your own boss? Do you guys enjoy that? Is it challenging?
I don't think it's challenging. I mean, nobody's higher than you. I mean, except for the mentors.
Yeah.
Showing us the way to do things right.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy.
And there's another interesting piece to this, because you guys have actually, Emily's ended up being trained to be in also the cafe. So she's kind of our pizza queen. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about that? Because you're actually helping to set that up, too.
Yeah. So this entire thing was my senior project originally, but then I got introduced to the cafe and the market, and so now I'm going to be taking over the cafe next year, and so it's really exciting, and I get to make awesome pizza for everyone, and it's really great, and I really like it, so.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we've already managed to use up 15 minutes. I can't believe it. You are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and streaming live at coastradio.org.
So tell me a little bit about what are the things that you like about selling at the market? What do you enjoy about it? And maybe, like, what do you find challenging? You know, were there things that surprised you at all about that? Maybe. Marisol, do you want to start? And then we can go through all of you.
Well, the challenging thing about selling in the market is getting people interested in trying to eat healthy salads. Especially when we added a little spice to it, which was the nasturtiums and the calendulums. I don't think most would try them, but those... I mean, parents bring their children and they're like, look, Mommy, there's flowers in that. You want some of that? Yeah. Bag sold. Good, we're hooking up little kids to eat healthy.
It's great. And I think maybe kids, selling to kids, even though you are young adults, but I mean, I do think that there's a lot of power in that.
Mm-hmm. Heather, what about you? What do you enjoy about being at the market?
Just being able to sit there and see all the different booths that are there.
Uh-huh.
And like last week, we did a sample of the lettuce and stuff for people.
Were people surprised at tasting? Were you sampling different kinds of lettuce, or
no,
just sampling
just
the lettuce?
No, it's the same thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then bags went.
Samples are always popular. Mm-hmm. Emily, what about you? What do you like?
I like seeing all the people that come and get really excited about buying locally and buying fresh food, and that's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jen, what about you? What have you found, like, watching this group? What are some of the things that you've been surprised about?
It's been cool seeing how each week they have a slightly different marketing ploy. Like, the first week we were there, it was kind of cold, and our vendors were just seated behind the table, and we maybe didn't do so well. But the next week, Marisol was there, like, in full force and looked really cute and was standing up and talking to people and engaging with them. And just, like, that little extra amount of energy really went a long way to sell a lot more salad that week. And just, like, seeing how the kids have taken pride in setting up their display and making sure each bag is just, like, perfectly packed and mm-hmm. extra gorgeous. And it's been a good learning experience for them. I think they've really learned a lot about marketing their product.
And is this a project that can continue, or is this going to be it for the Nuevo Greens? Do you think that this group will go on, or are you going to continue? Is the grant just for this year? I mean, I'm just curious where this project goes from here.
Yeah, the grant that we got was just for this year. I guess we're not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, the gardens are in place, and I think we're hoping that we'll be able to continue a like program next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, I want to put a little plug in for the food bank, too. The other garden boxes that we're not using, which I believe there's over 40 maybe out there, mm-hmm. They're growing carrots in all of them. And those carrots they're hoping to use to feed people in the area who are shopping at the food pantries. And the idea being that the carrots will last the entire season. Mm-hmm. So the food bank gardens are going to continue, and hopefully we'll have a piece of that too, a place in there. So
that would be really nice. I know mm-hmm. it seems like such a great partnership, and you know, these kinds of hands-on gardening education, it seems to tie in so many different things that people are learning. Maybe, you know, Krista and Jen, you can both speak to this. I mean, what are some of the things that you've seen, the skills that you've seen being developed here?
Well, I'm always amazed at how quickly everybody picks up great cooking skills. Some of you come into this already with cooking skills, but we do a Cooking Matters class for teens. This is our second year, and we have some students that came back from last year, and the knife skills are incredible. I'm just like, whoa! I know some of the students had never used a knife before, and so now they're chopping like professionals. Mm-hmm. And then I think the nutrition piece. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jen?
And also just familiarity with different vegetables and different produce and how to handle them and like how to chop a tomato or a cucumber. Like, if you hand me this, like, what am I supposed to do with it? These kids are learning those things and know how to cook from scratch, which is really kind of a lost art these days. So,
and then like Heather was saying, to be able to take a bag of groceries and go home and make something different out of what those ingredients were that you made in class. I think that's such an amazing skill mm-hmm. to have.
Okay, so favorite vegetables.
Oh, there you go.
Favorite vegetables, least favorite vegetables.
And it can be herbs.
Or herbs, what do you think? Marisol, what's your favorite?
My favorite would have to be a tomato.
Tomato? What's your least favorite?
My least favorite would have to be Eggplant.
At least that's not something that does really well here.
It's challenging to cook that one properly, so it's a good one. What about you, Heather? What's a vegetable that you really like?
Probably the carrots or whatever.
Carrots?
I hate corn.
You don't like corn?
Really? Interesting. That's good. That's an interesting... Most people really love that one, so... And carrots. How do you like to eat carrots? Do you like to eat them raw or cooked? Or both?
I don't like cooked carrots.
No, just raw carrots?
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Emily?
I like potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like cauliflower.
Hmm.
Ooh. Sounds like the gauntlet's been thrown down here.
This is good. It's good. I know. It's interesting. Well, you know, I find that your taste changes.
They do.
Over time. I mean, there were vegetables that I hated when I was a child that I really quite like now. And there's very few that I absolutely won't eat at all. So, mm-hmm. What about you, Jen?
My favorite vegetable is kale. Yay! In all of its many varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having trouble thinking of a vegetable I don't like.
Yeah, it's tough.
I guess cooked carrots. I'm not a huge fan of cooked carrots either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could say that as well, I think, mm-hmm. if I had to come up. Or overcooked anything, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, spinach comes to mind.
I think right. When you're eating things that are so fresh and the flavor is so much present, you hardly need to cook them at all. I mean, unless it's a vegetable that absolutely needs to be cooked before you eat it. But, I mean, that's one of the most exciting things for me when about farming is having so much fresh produce available to eat. You just get sort of spoiled with how wonderful things taste. And then you go to the supermarket and, you know, it's like, oh, that's not what a carrot's supposed to taste like. That's what an apple tastes like. There's just so many things that once you've had it super fresh, you get really spoiled. So it's great that you guys are having this experience of having your own garden plots and getting to eat as fresh as possible.
So are we going to talk about recipes a little? Favorite recipes? I know Jen brought a recipe.
Sure, yeah. I was thinking about how blueberries are in season right now and have this recipe from the foodhero.org website, which is really a great source for different recipes, lots of healthy recipes. And it's for blueberry tofu smoothies. And it has blueberries, banana, soy milk, tofu, orange juice, and lime juice. You just put them all in a blender together and have a delicious treat.
That sounds really good.
They're so delicious.
I know, blueberries are amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you know, are there plans at the Food Bank Garden to do any permanent fruit or anything like that?
Yes.
There's been talk of putting in a small orchard there and some berry bushes, too.
And this is at the Food Bank headquarters in Warrenton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
That's like back behind Costco and everything.
It's the regional food bank. It's Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank on Chokeberry Lane,
mm-hmm.
2010 Chokeberry Lane, in right behind Costco. Fabulous
so do you think
place.
You guys will stay active in school gardens at all this year, where there are school gardens at your schools?
I do think so. I mean, I got a mobile garden named Gunter.
That's
right. I don't
right.
see why
you
not.
Yeah. You do have a mobile garden. And what's in Gunter?
Well, we have sweet snap peas growing crazy, cilantro growing crazy. I didn't think we'd have room for a potato, so we just threw in one potato, and we heard that's going crazy, and it's already going to seed, I guess? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I have to put in 2 cents for our wonderful Renya Yitzdi, who is not with us today because she is getting ready to get married. But Renya's had a huge hand in this project and done a fabulous job and had at least you, Marisol, in class. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's she's been really wonderful partner to this whole team, and I know we're really grateful. It's fun to see her encouragement of all of you and see all of you come grow with this project too. And so school gardens next year, what do you think, Heather, Emily? Do you think you'll keep involved?
Probably.
Yeah. I know that there are school gardens at both Gray School and Astoria High
mm-hmm.
School, aren't there?
Yeah, Gray School has that new community garden that's there, and the students have a couple plots at the community garden.
Nice.
And then Astoria High School has that great greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a really nice program there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Jen, you're going to be working with school gardens. Is it just in the Astoria area, or is it going to be throughout the county?
Throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
And is this starting school gardens, or are there already established ones? Or
there are a few that are established, and it'll be a lot of using the mobile gardens, our latest project, to do kind of a smaller scale gardening program in the schools
mm-hmm.
that don't have gardens already.
Okay, so that's great. And if anybody has any questions about any of these projects, or wants to know more about them, wants to know about more about mobile gardens, or Yay 4-H, or school gardens, or anything, they can contact
OSU Extension.
Uh-huh.
It's 503-325-8573.
And they could ask for Jennifer Rasmussen
or
Kristen Albrecht.
Yeah.
Or Renya Yitzdi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you all. I mean, I'm so excited about this project, and I feel really encouraged. It's interesting, you know, for someone of my generation to be looking at, you know, young people getting excited about gardening and growing food and cooking. It's so encouraging to see that, because for so long it's just felt like, you know, kids just weren't interested in anything like that. And mm-hmm. so it feels really heartening to see your generation really picking that up and learning these skills.
I think it's interesting to see, too, how this project has maybe influenced what these girls want to do after high school. I don't know if anybody wants to talk a little bit about their plans.
Yeah, that would be really fascinating to know.
Well, since I have a love in culinary arts, I was hoping to go into a culinary school as soon as I finished high school and be able to have my own little garden that I could pick fresh greens and then serve those who do not have the chance to have a good healthy meal, you know?
That's wonderful.
That's a really, really great wonderful plan. What about you, Heather? What are your thoughts?
After I graduated, go to college to be a veterinarian.
Oh, that's wonderful too. Wow. That's great.
Are you interested in working with small animals or large animals?
I love animals.
Just all animals?
Yep. Just big, small, doesn't matter.
That's great. What about you, Emily?
I either want to be a marine biologist or a chef. But now that I've started this project, I kind of want to do something with gardening and growing, and so I don't really know yet, but
seems like you have a lot of options open to you, and maybe that's one of the best things about a project like this is that it just really broadens your horizons and gives you more skills, which give you more options.
How about owning your own businesses? I mean, we've talked a little bit about that, but the micro-enterprise part of this, of you actually setting up, I mean, Emily actually sets up the cafe pretty much all on her own, and Heather has been working on the booth, and Marisol has been working on the booth. I think you both have set up the market booth almost totally by yourselves, and then you run it and you do the accounting, and you have, I have to say, a stunning market booth.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. Yeah, I mean, so has that inspired you to think about if you were a vet, you'd probably run your own office? And
probably.
Yeah. And Marisol?
Run a restaurant, yes.
Yes, run a restaurant. That would be great.
You know, Emily, I'm thinking you could totally incorporate marine biology and cooking and gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already like cooking seafood.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to rule out any of those things. What about how this whole project has changed your relationship to food? I mean, do you feel like you think about food differently now that you've been through this project?
Well, now I know where it comes from. I mean,
did you not know before?
Well, I didn't know some of the things that I eat came from the ground, and then it started out so small. Because, you know, I just keep thinking that it'd grow into one big root, and then you gotta cut off and then plant that.
Yeah, you're actually saving seed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm saving seeds.
What kind of seeds are you saving?
We're starting to go seeding into my kale.
Mm-hmm.
My cilantro and my peas.
Nice.
That's great.
What about you, Heather? Has this changed how you think about food?
Well, I've cooked before, so it's really, it's learning more about it than trying to figure it out on my own.
Yeah, one thing I love is the fact that you've been really experimenting with those salads. It seems like you have a real love for fresh things, fresh greens.
Yeah, my neighbors like it. I share with them.
That's nice. What about you, Emily? Has this changed how you think about food?
I think so, yeah. Because, whenever I go to the store now, I'm always like, if I just had a garden of my own, I could just buy that. I mean, just have it fresh, and then, it would taste better, and it would be my own. Not, I don't know where this came from. And so I definitely think, I want to start making more of my own, garden, having my own food, and stuff like that. So.
Well, amazingly, our time is up. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Marisol, Heather, and Emily, and Jen, and Kristen, and to Mark Albrecht, our very patient engineer. Thank you so much to Luke and Katie for our theme song. We hope to see some of you come out and join us on Thursdays at the River People Farmers Market. You can ask follow-up questions to the Nuevo Greens girls there. And
we'll be back on in a week for another food talk.
Yeah, we'll talk to you then.
This show will be available as a podcast at coastradio.org. 'Cause it comes from